This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And give them to us as a free gift. So today, I didn't know as a Christian boy going to church that Jesus had already bore my sin, and so I didn't have to have no sin no more, and all I had to do is come and accept Him as a free gift, and this spiritual blessing of salvation belonged to me. How much did you have to pay for your salvation? What did you have to give for it? That's it, brother. Nothing. It was free. Jesus done it for you, right? That's what He... Well, let me ask this question. How old were you when you got born again or saved?
17.
Okay, I was 11. Now, if this had already been done, why was he 17 and why was I 11 before we come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Because that's when it finally made that trip from here to here. How many people do you know say, well, I was 65 when I got saved? You say, man, was he a slow learner. But there's some people around like that, right? I mean, slow, and some people never get it. Here it is, a free gift. Salvation belongs to the world. Jesus belongs to the world. And many people never get it. But when you finally get it one day, and it becomes a revelation to you, and you accept this free gift, you become saved. But now then, most of us as Christians, we never know any more than that. We stop right there. But one day, if you really read the Word, you learn that not at the same time, not only did He bear your sin, but He bore your sickness and removed your disease. So if Jesus has already bore your sickness and removed your disease, then this is also yours. As a child of God, when you receive your healing by faith, think about it, it's really this simple. Your sin of unbelief is probably what's keeping you sick and afflicted. That's what does it. Because when you don't know what Jesus done for you, through that unbelief, that is sin, and that opens a door to an enemy to be able to come in and attack you. So the enemy comes in to attack you. And a lot of times he'll attack you through your own parents. Again, I'll use the story of my own wife here. She says she's my best teaching tool, and she is a good one, I will have to say, because, you know, I didn't know these things about her until we got married. But when we got married, or before we got married, I found out she had cold feet. Had all of her life. We had our very first date, the very after God told she and I to get married. Well, you know, we decided a week later we'd go on our first date together. And because we're already engaged now, so because God told me and her we're supposed to get married. And so, you know, we're going to do what the Lord says here. But now we don't know nothing about each other. Nothing. You know, and so that first night we're sitting there for hours in the car talking. And Cheryl cranks up the car and asks her why. And she said, well, I've got to have some heat. My feet are cold. I said, well, how long have you been like that? She said, all of my life. She said, my daddy had cold feet. My mother said, your daddy had cold feet, so you'll have cold feet. So see, what happened, her mother, not knowing, had spoke a curse over her daughter to make her daughter just like her husband or Cheryl's daddy. And so Cheryl received that.
You're just like your dad.
Yeah, so you're just like your dad. You have cold feet. You know, so he had cold feet. Now the curse has been spoken. She's got cold feet. And so the same demon that's causing the problem in her dad is doing the same thing with her. And the average person never think about the blood being blocked going to the feet, possibly being a demon. But I told her, I said, you know, God has made provisions under the new covenant. You don't have to be like that. And she said, well, I didn't know that. Well, now, see, she'd been coming to my church for 2 or 3 years. She'd been listening to me, but this had never made this trip from here to here. So I told her, I said, well, if you don't want to have cold feet, I said, just kick your shoes off and throw your feet over the console there, and I will pray for you. Because as children of God, walking in obedience to God's Word, I want you to go to this magnificent promise that I'm going to use on Cheryl's feet, and it's in Matthew 18:19. Now, this is one of the promises that our Lord has made you and me as His children under the new covenant. This is a guarantee from God for you and I as obedient children to be able to walk in health. He's given us this wonderful promise. And goodness, I couldn't even tell you how many times I've used this. I bet everybody in our ministry center uses this on a regular basis now. Cheryl uses it out there. I think it was just last night or one day this week, I forget. She had prayed for some woman that had lupus or something, honey. Wasn't that what you said? And about a year ago. And she found out just recently the woman was healed. Well, see, that built her faith. Because she prayed and she takes these promises. But these are this is not the only one. This is one of many. But look at what God says in Matthew 18:19. Now just, this is your promise under the new covenant. What Jesus say in Matthew 18:19 to His obedient children. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Is that an awesome promise? Now see, well, you obviously don't believe that. Now, out of a lack of knowledge, her family didn't know those things. But let me tell you, out of a lack of knowledge, my family didn't know those kind of promises either. We never used those things. We never called God in remembrance. We didn't know what we were supposed to do. But Cheryl's family was no different. Hers didn't know these things. Mine didn't know these things. But one day, years and years and years later, when I began to read the Word and begin to see these things, I thought, what is this about all these wonderful promises under this new covenant? What can I do with these promises? Now, wait a minute. That promise right there says, if there's two of us on earth, we can ask Him for anything, and He'll do it. Didn't He say that? Yep. Isn't that pretty awesome? So, I told her, I said, we're obedient. We're God's children. I said, so I'm going to pray over your legs and your feet. And, of course, she kicked them over that console, and I began to caress her legs from about the knee down. I began to rub them. I began to rebuke the devil. I commanded that beast, the devil, which is blocking the blood flow in her main arteries, to get out of her legs in the name of Jesus. Then I asked the Heavenly Father to let those arteries and veins flow perfectly like they're designed, so the blood will flow down through her feet and legs, so her legs will and feet will not be cold in the name of Jesus. I said, what did He say I could ask for?
Anything.
Well, see, God does miracles and He does healings. The miracles is what we love.
Yeah.
That's what we... Oh, yeah, she'll agree with that. Oh, Lord, I need another miracle right now, Lord. But He didn't do it. He's not doing a miracle on her this time. He's healing her because I prayed over her, and I know she's going to get fully well, no problem. But most of the time when I pray over my wife, God does a miracle for her. Most of the time. And that's wonderful, and I love it. And she does too. But this night, when we're there sitting out in that car, 4 o'clock in the morning, and here I am praying over her legs and her feet, when I quote the Scripture to the King and ask Him to open those arteries and veins, and I thank Him for it, then I say, now, Cheryl, do you agree with this prayer? Because the Word says we've got to be in agreement. And she said, I agree. I said, well, then thank the Lord for healing you. She said, Lord, thank you for healing me. And instantly, her arteries opened, her veins opened, and right in my hands, the foot I was holding, which was cold as it could be, immediately got warm. She hadn't had a problem with cold feet or legs since that. Never again has she had a problem. But now see, out of a lack of knowledge, she could have been like that all of her life. She could have went to her grave like that. She could have lived to be 100 years old and then died and went home to be with Jesus and had cold feet and legs all of her life. But see, there's a lot of us have things wrong with us that we don't take these promises and stand on them. Like the man I told you about a while ago with the problem with the blood. See, the enemy come back for a counterattack on him and almost got through to him. Now then, if this man had not believed the promises of God when he went to that first doctor and the doctor said, this is bigger than me, you're going to have to go to a specialist. If he'd have went to that second doctor, that specialist, and the specialist said, we're going to check you, we're going to have to do surgery, we're going to have to cut you open, we're going to have to do this, 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 and this, that guy might even be dead today. Do you know that?
Yeah.
might very well be debt. Because we do not believe these mighty promises. When Jesus, He makes these awesome statements. In fact, I was just talking to a man this morning. And as I was talking to him, he said, "Thurman, how old are you? Are you 65? I said, "No, I'm 67. He said, "Boy, you sure look good to be 67. I said, "Well, hey." I said, "I got a promise in there that said He renews my youth like the eagles. So if He renews my youth like the eagles, what am I going to do? Say I'm old and wore out?"
Nope.
Absolutely right, brother. I'm young and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, I mean, when you stay up to 1 or 2 o'clock or even 3 o'clock nearly every morning and get up at 9 o'clock in the daytime and go to work, I'm telling you, you better know somebody that's your strength. I guarantee. You know, you can't keep going. But that nearly, I mean, it just seems like there is not enough hours in the day for me. It's almost always 11 or 12 o'clock at night before I get through working. Then I go and read emails till 1 or 2 or 2:30, and then I go home and go to bed. And then I get up in the morning and go do something else. I'm telling you, I couldn't do that when I was young. But I can do it now because then I didn't know these promises. Didn't know the promises. But the promises are there. But somebody told me something the other day, and they're probably right. Said, "Thurman, I want you to start getting more rest because even God rested after He worked 6 days." So if God rested after work 6 days, He said, "You better start taking more rest too." I said, "Okay, I receive that." So even my own staff, they wrote me a note the other day, and they said, "You and Cheryl need to take time off." Said, "We've kept up with you for the last 10 weeks. You have worked night and day, 7 days a week for the last 10 weeks, and your schedule for the next 7 has no time for break. You're working 7 days a week, you know, 14 and 16 and 18 hours a day. You've got to have some rest. What days do you want us to put on your schedule that you're not going to be here?" And I thought, well, if my own staff is telling me to take a break, I guess I need to start taking a break, right?
Yay.
And then my wife says, "Yay, praise the Lord." Yeah. But I just get caught up in it. You know, how many of you know you can get caught up in serving God and overdo it? In serving God and overdo it. And the devil says, "That a boy. I love it. Just keep on going. I'll drive you right down until you have no energy left and I'll kill you." Because the physical body has to have rest, doesn't it? It has to have some rest. I guarantee it has to have. So, I am going to start taking a little more time to rest. You know, sometimes I may just sleep in. You know, so. Anyway, we're going to do the best we can. I ain't making no promises, but I'm going to do the best I can.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.